Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a busy Friday live in Los Angeles, the home of football stars far and wide. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Last night, the beginning of an underdog weekend in the NFL. You can feel it. You can feel it. We've got upsets in the Blazing Five this week. It's an underdog bark, bark weekend in the NFL. Great to have you. Enjoy, Taylor. Well, Joy, we just landed another star here.
I think we probably have to redo our Los Angeles star rankings again now, right?
That's a Monday or a Tuesday bit.
Yeah, but I think it's time. We have to shuffle some things around. We've got Von Miller and Odell.
And Carmelo.
And Carmelo.
And Westbrook.
Oh, we haven't done it since then? I'm losing track.
The city is crazy. You know, I said this when Dan Campbell, coach of the Lions, and Nick Sirianni, coach of the Eagles, got hired. I said, God, they're bad at the podium. I thought it was obvious that, you know, that matters. And it was amazing how many of you were like, oh, that doesn't matter. Let me ask you, how do you think movies get made? Every movie you've seen, every Netflix show, every Fox show, they start with a sales pitch. A lot of you have ideas, you can't pitch it. How do you think Silicon Valley, how's Facebook get made? How's Oracle get made? How'd Uber get made? It's a sales pitch. They call them angel investors. Rich guys sit around and young people come in with a great idea and they pitch them and pitch them. And then rich guy goes, okay, I'll give you $100,000. I'll give you $200,000. I'll give you $500,000. You can have the greatest idea. You can't sell it. Nobody's listening. I've said this about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin goes to the podium and I don't even have to believe in what he's saying. And I'm like, yes, sir. That's why he's never had a sub-500 season with injuries, bad quarterback play, backup quarterbacks, because he can sell that locker room. Duck Hodges? So? We're winning Sunday. Sean McVay can sell. And you need a coach that can sell, because he's got to sell his owner. He's got to sell his GM. I need more pieces. He's got to sell his culture. He's got to sell his, is defense. He's got to sell free agents. And that's what Sean McVay did. He beat Sean Payton, Matt LaFleur, and maybe Andy Reid. They all wanted OBJ. Sean McVay is great at the podium, and he can sell. And it's not a dirty word in coaching. Nick Saban's the best salesman in the history of college football. I don't know if he's the best coach. He's the best salesman. Man, he can sell players. And Sean McVay sold his owner on Matt Stafford. You think it was easy? It wasn't. I talked to Stan Kroenke. Hey, Stan, we're going to pay Matt Stafford a bunch of money. Oh, yeah. We're still going to pay Goff. Yeah. And we're going to give up a bunch of first-round picks. But Goff got us to the Super Bowl. I know, but this guy's way better, and we're still going to be paying Goff. Yeah. And the billionaire owner said, all right, he sells less need. Just get me Von Miller. Just give up a pick. Just get, unless need. All right, I'll do it. He sells his culture. Remember when he came into the league and Sean McVay said, no starters take snaps in the preseason. None. Everybody were like, you're crazy. I heard there were players in the locker room that were fighting to get snaps. Guys were like, I need some snaps. He's like, no, you'll get no snaps in the preseason. He had to sell that to veteran players who wanted snaps. A lot of people said they won't be ready. They won't be ready in September. Yeah, they went 8-0 to start the season. Now it's duplicated, copied throughout the league. And the second part of being able to sell is to deliver on the message. And he does. Matt, come to my place. You'll not only win more games, Matt, than Detroit. You'll be a front runner for the MVP. He's in the short list. He's on the short list. Jalen Ramsey, you'll be able to come here and be yourself and fit right in. And once again, he's a Pro Bowler. You got to be able to sell it, and then you got to deliver. And yesterday, he won the sales pitch over Matt LaFleur. He won it over Sean Payton. And I'll tell you what the sales pitch was. He went to OBJ and he said, okay, timeout. Cooper Kupp's a third-round pick from Eastern Washington University. He's going to lead the league in catches and yards. Robert Woods got you about 580 yards a year in Buffalo. He gets about 1,000, and that's with Cooper Kupp next to him. OBJ, Matt Stafford, you saw him play for years. He was always good, right? You know, he's great. That's a very strong sales pitch. But you got to deliver on it, and he does. He has never been under 500. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. Tomlin and McVay are as good as this league has ever had at the podium. And it's amazing to me, when I initially said it, it was dismissed. Oh, I mean, what is it? It's college, maybe. You're selling OBJ. You're selling Matt Stafford. You're selling Jalen Ramsey. You're selling your owner on Matt Stafford. You're selling the players on don't take any snaps in the preseason. I know you think it's a bad word, but one of the reasons Steven Spielberg is Steven Spielberg is way back when he was like 19, he pitched his ideas to people. And they're like, you've never been a director. These are home movies. Somebody gave him money. Same with Uber. Same with YouTube. Got to pitch your product. Tomlin and McVay are the best I've ever seen at it. By the way, McVay, even when he has information and the media wants the information and the media knows he has information, well, I'll just let you watch yesterday in L.A.
Les is always doing work behind the scenes. Like I said, I'm focused on the Niners right now, Gary. I mean, Gary's smiling at me. What do you want me to do?
Let me get out of here. All right, I want to talk about last night, what I saw. Miami beat Baltimore. And it's funny how this works. It really is funny how this works. My wife and her family have been in the restaurant business for a long time. Like, that's her background. Her dad, my wife's dad, was a Chicago restaurateur. Her son has got a great restaurant currently in Los Angeles. And you can have a great waterfront location. You can have a great staff. You can have a clean kitchen, clean bathrooms. The menu can be fantastic. The cocktails are great. If you don't get the food right, you close your doors in 6 months. You got to get the food right. Conversely, if you get the food right, you can have a terrible location. How many of us have gone to restaurants in bad locations? They call them dives, and the food's amazing. And you keep going back and back and back and back. And by the way, I've gone to dives, and they don't really necessarily have great service, but the food gets me back. if you can't get the quarterback right in this league, as a coach, we'll question your legacy, Bill Belichick last year. We'll question your sanity, Brian Flores last night. The hell's he doing there with Tua and Jacoby Brissett? We'll question your family's knowledge, Shanahan, Kyle. If you can't get the quarterback right, literally last year, Belichick dominates the league for 20 years. All we talked about, you know, I don't know. You can't draft a wide receiver. I don't know if it's going to work. If I was him, I'd probably just retire. I mean, this is embarrassing. It's Bill Belichick. I mean, Kyle Shanahan, we're like, well, you can't even figure out who you're going to start. So I'm watching last night. And the internet, the Angry Bird Twitter, people are going crazy. Well, Tua was good enough to start, but he didn't start. I think Brian Flores is just trying to win games, bro. I think he's like, maybe Jacoby Brissett had a better week of practice. Before the game, Jacoby Brissett was probably the healthier of the two. I just think Brian Flores is trying to win games with a bad quarterback space. That's all he's trying to do. And I think it's really hard. I mean, when you're not good at quarterback, it also makes everything look worse. I'll give you an example. So last year they had Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Fitzpatrick can run around a little bit. He's pretty athletic, right? So we didn't talk about their offensive line. We're like, it's not great, but this year we're like, oh, offensive line's terrible. Well, that's because Brissett doesn't run around much, and Tua's not very athletic. So now it makes your offensive line look bad because you got a quarterback like Tua who's small and just sits there. And then you start, your defense gets worse. And we're like, last year we're like, oh, the defense was great. But now when you're three and out, and your defense is exhausted, and you start being really bad defensively in the second half. And then your wide receivers start grumbling because they don't get the ball. It's bad for chemistry. And the running backs are grumbling because you're always trailing, so they don't get the touches. And all of a sudden, you're questioning the coach and the coordinator. And if you can't get the quarterback right or food right at a restaurant, rest of it's irrelevant. Doors close. Kyle Shanahan, we know he can coach. A couple years ago, we're like, McVay can't beat him. He was beating McVay with backups. We know Belichick's the best coach ever. Brian Flores can coach. But when you're average at quarterback, it just unravels everything. Last night, people are like, what is Flores doing? He's trying to win a game with Tua and Jacoby Brissett. Tua's arms hurt and Brissett's knees hurt. He's trying to beat the Baltimore Ravens on a standalone Thursday night game. He's just trying to get to the end of the game. He's hoping they can make a defensive play because they're not moving the ball. They got tight ends and not much else. Brian Flores can coach. Shanahan can probably coach. Bill Belichick can coach. This is why people consider giving up 4 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks for quarterbacks, even if they're in legal trouble. This is why. As Jay Glazer once said, it is a miserable league if you don't have the quarterback right. It's a miserable league. So what was Brian Flores doing? We're the only game on. Baltimore's good. Who will be better this series? Tua, get in here. And it worked. All right, great to have you in today. Cam Newton's back in the league. How about that? Shady McCoy's on. Josh Norman's on today. Blazing 5. You can feel it, folks. I saw a stat yesterday. Only 42% of home favorites this year have covered. I have a feeling you could sense it last weekend. So what happens is when you get to the midway point, you know who's terrible and you know who's pretty good. But you get those teams in the middle, like your Minnesota's, a New Orleans, Atlanta, and it could go either way. And they are fighting like mad. And the Saints are an underdog this weekend. Atlanta's an underdog this weekend. That's why the last couple of weekends, when you get to the middle of the season, we all know. LA's making the playoffs. Arizona's making the playoffs. Green Bay's making the playoffs. Tampa's making the playoffs. And, we kind of know at the bottom who won't. And that's not, Jacksonville's not going to. But did you see Jacksonville last weekend? Fight and claw and scratch. You see Miami last night, fight and claw and scratch. Like, if you're bad, the next 3 weekends, you don't want to lose the locker room. So these average teams getting points, they are, watch out. Every year in this time, this is week 7, week 8, week 9. Now, by week 11, week 12, those teams, they may not buy the coach. They may not buy the culture. They may be beat up. They got a backup quarterback, but the next couple of weekends, watch out. You're going to see upsets. We saw one last weekend or two or three, and we saw one last night.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
First ever National Check Your Wipers Day is November 16th. Enter for a chance to win Michelin New York City's experience for two. Go to wipersday.com, wipersday.com from Michelin. No purchase necessary. So Cam Newton signed a deal to rejoin the Carolina Panthers. I am a believer in the theory of that's better than we have. Be grateful. Cam Newton's better than you have. It's often a very, very acceptable solution in life. It's better than we have. Cam Newton in New England? Well, it's better than Jarrett Stidham. Cam Newton in Carolina. Well, it's better than P.J. Walker or an injured Sam Darnold or maybe a healthy Sam Darnold. Cam, to me, feels like an injection of energy. They're trying to sell tickets. Whatever. OBJ's part of that selling tickets. I don't think he makes the Rams that much better. Listen, that final playoff spot in the NFC is going to go to an 8-9 team. And the Panther quarterbacks this year, the passer rating is good. Combined 69 passer rating, the worst in the league. What I like about Cam, though, is I see growth. And I like this. I always question his maturity. That was always my thing with Cam. I know he's big, he's strong, he's talented. I don't know if he's like quarterback-y-all. Is he committed? Is he mature? And in the last two stops, he sent videos out with New England, got along with Belichick, seemed very serious, very committed, worked himself back into shape. I'm like, all right, he's grown up. He's a professional quarterback. And then this year, he's like, you know what? I wasn't going to get a vaccine, but I am. And by the way, 95% of the NFL is vaccinated. We should really give credit. 95% of the league is vaccinated. 70% of America is. So most athletes, these guys are great guys. They're doing their part, even if they don't want to get vaccinated. But that matters to me, and it's always mattered to me. Quarterback is different. I never questioned Cam's talent, but I did question his commitment and his focus. This Cam, I said at New England, I'm okay with this Cam. I think he can start somewhere in the NFL. Am I going to build around him 5 years? I don't know. Probably not. But this morning, I thought it was a smart move because it's better than what we have. And Carolina's defense, Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, good coach, excellent front seven, got some really good DBs, are getting healthier. You tell me Cam can't take him to like a 9-8-8-9? I mean, I thought Darnold could a month and a half ago. And Cam's got more of a track record than Sam Darnold. So I'm okay with it. I think it's smart. I think it works. And I also think there are players, and I said this about Westbrook. I don't have to love Westbrook, but I will argue all day that Westbrook brings to an old Laker roster energy, passion, believes in himself. You're getting production. You're getting minutes. I don't need Westbrook to be everything. I don't want him with a ball with a minute left in June. I want it in LeBron's hands. I don't need Cam. We said this yesterday. I don't look at Carolina as a quarterback-led franchise. Can Cam inject energy? Can Cam pick up first downs? Can Cam with McCaffrey make it a very difficult process? Remember, Matt Rhule's an offensive coach. I mean, like, what are they going to run here? There could be an element of surprise with Cam for the first 3 or 4 weeks. You win a couple of those games. You're battling New Orleans for a playoff spot. You've already beaten them once. I think it works. It's better than what they had. Perhaps, potentially, by a lot. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the shocking week continues with the Dolphins' win over the Ravens last night. Their offense was dominated by the Dolphins' defense. Incredible performance by the Dolphins' defense, by the way.
Like last year's
lost
defense.
Season yeah. for the Dolphins, obviously, at this point. However, not only did they have a nice performance last night, they kind of gave the blueprint for how you contain that Ravens offense at this point.
Yeah.
So Lamar was seen on the sidelines, obviously very upset. He's an emotional guy.
Yeah.
So he's yelling, and he explained why he was so fired up.
I was hot. Like, we weren't scoring no points. We started putting our defense out there. They played a great game. Like, you know, Dolphins had their little play. They had their great players on offense, but I feel like our defense played lights out, man. We just wasn't getting it done on offense. So that's why I was mad. If you was on offense, you would be mad too, like, you know, but played a great game, man.
he is actually very underrated at the microphone. He's very authentic.
Well, I mean, listen, now I will say this. I'm not going to give away my whole rant later on this because you know I like Lamar. I think he's productive and he wins games.
Yes.
Just for fun this morning, an exercise in thinking. So that was Lamar's 46th career start and he stunk. I went back to, just for fun,
mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning's 45th start. Two touchdowns, two picks, lost to the Jets, 52% completion percentage, 70 passer rating. This is hard. Great players. Remember, 45 starts, you're a baby. That's just a little over 2 years. So I know, because I saw him last weekend and he was unbelievable. By the way, Justin Herbert 3 weeks ago was terrible. So it's like, folks, I could give you the 45th start on 9 Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and I did this morning, and it can get ugly really fast.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything to overreact to. The Dolphins' defense was incredible. And to this point, the Ravens' defense did a nice job as well. It just was like no one wanted to win that game for a while, and then eventually it just kind of fell apart for the Ravens completely. He was sacked 4 times and pressured 6 times.
We just saw this game on Sunday. It was called Jags-Bills. It was unwatchable for most of it, and then somebody made a big defensive play, and the game turned, and the Jags won, and Miami won. I mean, you get these games where both offensive lines last week and last night were getting manhandled, and so I was watching that game. I kept thinking, it was almost a guard. At one point, Miami had their punter and a guard looked like they were going to lead them to a win. That's why it's really important to have several units that can win games, because that was we saw this game last Sunday, Jags-Bills, where a clearly better team, the young quarterback, could not block for the quarterback. The quarterback was awful, and the underdog won because they made a defensive play.
Yes, and that's exactly what happened. Now, again, the takeaway is, if I'm watching from around the league, as hideous as that game was last night, there are some things to take away from how you can try to contain Lamar. Because we only saw one or two really Lamar-like runs throughout the game. It was a hideous game, but the Dolphins came out on top. Right. And the Ravens' only touchdown was on a drive where there were 2 roughing the passer penalties.
Miami's defensive personnel, they've got some really good players.
Yes.
They're mostly on the defensive side, but they have good tight ends. And they have some really good defensive players and a really good defensive
head coach.
They
have some players. It's just been one of those years for Miami. And we'll see what happens moving forward, since they decided to start Jacoby Brissett. And then he gets injured. And then Tua comes in. And it's just, it's a mess. So Russell Wilson was told he'd be out 6 to 8 weeks when he injured his finger in week 5. But he was determined to make it back before then. He returned to practice on Monday, 1 month after having surgery. And he says he's been feeling good as he gets ready to start on Sunday.
I wasn't going to take the 6 to 8. That wasn't my mind. I feel great. I feel really close. I'm not 100% yet, but I'm pretty dang close. I would say I'm the 90 percentile, if not higher. So I feel great. I got great conviction about what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. My mindset's better than ever, ready to roll, and ready to go.
Well, they lost the game. The Seahawks said that he was injured and have gone 1-2 without him. The Packers are only 3-point favorites against the Seahawks, according to Fox Bet. And we're still waiting to see what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers as
Okay, so I love Green Bay in this game. But here's what concerns me, is that this is why I did not put it in the Blazing 5. Because Russell Wilson, this is a Drew Brees thing. Russell Wilson just got a month sabbatical in the middle of a season. And he runs around, right? Like, you watch Russell at the end of last year, you're like Kyler at the end of last year. This is a lot of work, right, to run and throw. I may just get the most ridiculous Russell Wilson performance I've ever seen. Because he does, historically, he travels really well. He and Pete go on the road, and they do really well in the Midwest and really well in the East. And I just have this feeling Russell is going to be this ball of energy. Is going to come out, and he's going to be running around, and we're like, okay.
Well, you can see him in the press conference. He can't stand still. Like, he's dying to get out there, obviously. And his legs, and he hasn't been hit for a month, too, so there might be something there.
This is the freshest.
I can see that. I would stay away from this game as well. There's too many unknowns.
I was talked out of this game by somebody I trust who said, this is the freshest he's ever been in November in his career.
Yeah, there's too many unknowns. It's going to be a must-watch regardless, though, because it is a big game. And obviously, if Aaron Rodgers comes back, he's going to be dying to make a statement as well. So we'll see what happens. The Browns gave a contract extension to 2 of their offensive linemen this week, Wyatt Teller and Joe Bitonio.
Great players.
Joel Bitonio, sorry. Yeah. And they aren't any closer to getting a deal done with Baker Mayfield. According to Mary Kay Cabot, the team has still not had any meaningful contract talks with Baker yet, but she did know they could begin before the end of the season.
Oh, by the way, the heart of this team is their guard-center-guard combo. So this is actually a really smart move. This is not a shot at Baker, but what they're saying is the heart of our team is built around our run game.
Right.
So I don't think this is a negative to Baker. I think this is, okay, we're going to take care of this because this is what we're best in the league at.
I don't know that not signing your quarterback to an extension is anything other than a negative to the quarterback. I agree with you that they need to lock up their offensive line. And
it's
if you have a good offensive line, that should be a priority.
They have the best guards in the league. The best guard center combo in the league is Cleveland.
But them not giving him an extension, them not giving him a contract.
Am I supporting Baker in this little conversation?
I think you're trying to put a positive spin on it.
I am Mr. Glass Half Full. I think that's understood in the industry.
Well, he signed through the 2022 season. He's due to make $18.9 fully guaranteed.
That's reasonable.
On his fifth-year option.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
And if they don't sign him to an extension or release him, they can franchise tag him. So he can be tagged up to three times by his team. Now, you don't like the franchise tag for the quarterbacks.
Hate it.
But in this situation...
It would help Baker.
Well, I mean, he would make a lot of money.
Yeah, for a short time. I mean,
so the conversation about Baker really is, how much do you pay him? Because everyone feels like he needs to have a reasonable contract.
Okay, so that's a good point. So I think what they're doing, I think what the front office is doing is like, we don't know what we're going to pay Baker, but let's get these guys locked in and get clarity on who we are going to pay. Because I think if I was the GM, the soul of this team, I would argue, is guard, center, guard.
Yes. It's built in the trenches.
Absolutely.
I would agree, which is how you want to build a successful team. However, I would argue, and this is the anxiety that I get when I talk about Baker possibly not being there. Let's just remind everyone what the Browns were before Baker got there. Now, it's not all on Baker. I think Stefanski's done an excellent job, and so has Andrew Berry. But their record 10 seasons before drafting Baker was 38-122.
They were not great.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
They had 20 different quarterbacks make at least one passing attempt during that time. 20-20-20.
Fair.
And six different head coaches.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah. Fair.
I'm not saying you got to pay him Russell Wilson money.
Yeah.
What about Ryan Tannehill money?
What's Ryan Tannehill make?
He has a cap hit of $11.1 million this season, so 12th highest amongst quarterbacks. His contract takes up 5.9% of the Titans' salary cap this season.
I'd want Baker to be somewhere in the 6% of the salary cap, 6-7%.
Like, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron's 13.
Russell Wilson is 17.5%.
And that's ridiculous. I think Baker's got to be in that 6. That's what I could live with. Whatever that number is, I'm fine. But I have no problem if I'm the GM, what I'm not – because I think we all acknowledge Baker with an average O-line –
he's not the
as
same
good
player. No.
So I have no problem. These guys are great. They're re-signing great, elite offensive linemen.
I just want to remind everybody,
all right,
it can be a rough road in Cleveland again if you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah. Enjoy the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Half his career he was a Pro Bowler. Now he's part of the Fox Sports Radio morning show, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, and it's really fun, and it's light, and they like each other, which in radio, we all hate each other. So it's really nice to have a show where they all like each other. LeVar Arrington, the former Pro Bowl linebacker, Fox Sports NFL analyst, he just did a show, so I'm not going to keep him long, but I want his thoughts on some things.
What's that?
Look at you.
Hey.
Look at you. How's it getting up at 1:30 in the morning for
wonderful.
You?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Now pull that mic up.
Feel amazing.
He gets up at 1:30 in the morning.
1:10, yes. Right?
1:10.
I don't even know.
Exact.
Every minute counts.
Every minute. It does. It does count.
Okay, so I think Joey and I think I was, either you said it or it was on your social yesterday. I don't know if OBJ makes him better. I don't. But there's an argument to be made that this football team in L.A. was in St. Louis 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were never really an L.A. team. The Raiders were. They were Orange Counties. Mm-hmm. And there's an argument to be made that Von Miller and OBJ, as you're in a market with the Dodgers and the Lakers, and it's interesting and it makes me want to watch them more. Does
of
it
course.
Not? Could I make an argument that alone?
That alone.
They're not paying him much.
Well, you see all of the celebrities showing up pregame to the games already right now. SoFi is an amazing establishment. I mean, that edifice is ridiculous. So, but to add OBJ, I think there's more value to it than just the idea of selling tickets. So many people are writing off OBJ at this point, and I guess there's a lot of information that could legitimize why you would think that and go that direction. But again, you're talking about a team that they have guys that can really, really stretch out this field with Kupp and with Woods. When you had DeSean Jackson, you had a guy that really could take the top off the defense.
Still one of the fastest guys in the league.
But what about accessing and opening up the center of the field? There are a few guys in this league that you look at. Tariq Hill is one of those guys where you say, wow, his biggest plays come either shallow in the center of the field, mid center of the field, or deep in the middle of the field. And even if he gets it outside of the center of the field, outside of the numbers or the hashes, he's ran through the center of the field.
Yeah.
That's what OBJ brings to your team. There is a skill set that he brings to this team that Matthew Stafford will be able to utilize, and McVay and these offensive minds will be able to utilize to open up the center of the field, accessing the outsides of the field with Woods and Kupp, which Kupp can run through the center of the field as well. But then now that gives you the ability to alleviate some of the stress on your running attack. It'll open it up for you to be able to run the ball. So I think it is a strategically sound decision for the Rams to have added him.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. If you go back, and I can make an argument, this has happened a lot. So Tampa Bay last year, they were a very good football team, and they just, once the cake is made, you just add little sprinkles. And they said, you know what, Leonard Fournette, we don't know how many touches, but there's going to be a point in the season.
When we need him.
We're going to need him at some point. The cake's made. When the Seahawks had that great run, they went and got Percy Harvin.
Mm-hmm.
Volume, never around. And they get to a playoff game, Percy goes in motion. When you need him. So if right. you believe, like we're in the Super Bowl bubble, and you start looking at Tampa, like AB, mm-hmm. they don't really need AB.
But he gives them plays and places and times that are valuable and needed and necessary to win.
And that, to me, with OBJ, if you told me OBJ, you know, he gets four targets, he makes two catches, but in a big game, mm-hmm. you put him in motion. You're going to tell me a safety isn't going to move over. You're like, if you can
That's
give.
That's the key, Colin. That's the, to say, all right, if you run a single high safety defensive set, if you have a guy like OBJ running through the center of that defense, that where's the safeties are generally going to read the eyes of the quarterback. Wherever that quarterback goes, they're reading at, they're going to lean towards that. But if you see a guy that can access the center of the field and make those great catches, those tough catches in the center of that defense, you can't vacate the premises. You have to stay there. If you have two safeties, you have a two backfield safeties. Look, you got to have one that's being ready to play the run. You have to have one that's going to be ready to play the pass. Nonetheless, if you run the ball, or excuse me, if you throw the ball in spread sets, you got to have the ability to cover those spread sets. So both safeties have to be able to read it. If you have a receiver that can do what OBJ does, it stresses your defense out because they get in that sweet spot behind where the linebackers don't quite always drop to, but inside and more closer to the backers than what the safeties are comfortable coming up to play, because now those other receivers are able to get behind your defense yeah. if the safeties have to play up on a receiver coming inside in that sweet spot area. So
yeah.
I think even if he doesn't get a ton of targets, the skill set that OBJ will be bringing to this team will open it up for the outsides. And if it opens it up for the outsides, then they're going to have to start defending the outsides. And then OBJ will get his looks and his touches on the inside.
Cam Newton's a Panther. What are your thoughts?
I like it. I like the fact that he's got an opportunity to not only come back, but to go to a place where he's familiar. I think that that will play a part in him being able to adapt and to adjust, even though it's a new coaching staff, which, mind you, didn't want him. That's the coaching staff that let him go.
Right.
There's that. But I think that there's that whole idea of being able to have the opportunity to open up the conversation as to what's next. Do I stay in Carolina because of the way that I played, or did I play well enough where I have the option of do I stay in Carolina, or is there a move to another franchise where I can finish out my career? So he has an opportunity because obviously Sam Darnold has not completed anything, right?
Think about this.
Not even his fracture, Colin.
So, well, Case Keenum looks and plays a lot like Baker. Colt McCoy has always been a mover. Mm. You can put him in and not change the offense much from Kyler.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Sam Darnold, they brought him in because he was an athlete. You never thought he was an effortless thrower.
Right.
But you could do a lot of
stuff.
He
is a mover.
Okay. That's what Cam is. So the offense doesn't have to be blown up with Cam. Mm-hmm. Just be less turnover prone with Cam with this front seven. I think if you go look at the top of the NFC, it's loaded.
Yep.
The bottom of it, you're going to get an Atlanta, a Carolina, a Minnesota. Somebody's going to win 7-8 games and get in. And I'm like, Carolina's defense and their playmakers, if they just don't turn it over, they'll win ugly. That's how I look at Cam.
It's an accurate assessment of it. And you think about it, the number one team in the NFC South is at 5 wins. Carolina is at 4. You're one game down in terms of what the wins, total wins are in your division. This is a tremendously unique yet amazing opportunity for Cam. It could be a redemption story. It could open up the conversations of resurrecting his career, or it could just be the end. But I think that this is ultimately the type of opportunity that Cam would want to have in terms of what the end of that story will be. He has the opportunity to write that.
Yeah. All right. We're letting you go home.
All right.
Have a nap. That's what he does because he works really, really hard.
I'm hungry. My belly needs to. I got to feed the mammal.
All right. I totally get it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. So nice to have you in on a Friday. Our Blazing Five, it is going to be an underdog weekend. Our Blazing Five, top of next hour. Whenever you give upsets, people are always like, last week I called the Giants over the Raiders. I said Atlanta's going to either beat the Saints or it's going to be close. And those are the two we hit on. So we've done well with underdogs this year. You know, it's funny. I was watching the Ravens play, you know, poorly last night. And it's very easy to lose in this league. Ask the Bills. They just lost to the Jags. It's hard to win. It's easy to lose. Especially in the midway point in the season, you get those not very good teams playing desperate football, jobs on the line. It can go really sideways. But this game, actually, as I watched Baltimore, made me think about two other AFC teams. Number one, Kansas City. Kansas City hasn't been right in weeks, and they keep beating the teams they should beat. They beat Philly. They beat the Washington football team. They beat the Giants, and they didn't play well. And there is an art. Go ask the Bills and go ask the Ravens last night. There is an art when you play a team that's not very good and you're not right and you're loose and you're not playing well and you're winning. Like Baltimore got beat badly by a bad team. Now, Kansas City has lost big when Buffalo was rolling or Tennessee. That's different. But it made me appreciate Kansas City. They're winning these games and Mahomes isn't right and the offense isn't right and they're 5-4 and they're winning. There is value in that. It doesn't have to be pretty. The second thing, it made me appreciate the Cleveland Browns. So the two things about the Ravens that are obvious. One, the secondary is not very good, which is it's hard to win with a bad secondary. Second thing is their offensive line can get pushed around, and it did last night. I mean, it got pushed around. Now, give Miami credit, but it made me think of Cleveland. Cleveland's O-line never gets pushed around, and I think Cleveland's secondary is fantastic. I like their safeties. We saw last week. I like their corners when they're healthy. And it made me appreciate Cleveland. And it's like Kansas City's not close to right, and they're beating the teams they should. They're always ugly. They're narrow, but they're winning. And when you start looking at Baltimore and Cleveland, and they play back-to-back here within the month, the two areas Baltimore's bad at times, Cleveland's excellent at. And maybe that's why Cleveland, instead of signing Baker, went and signed offensive linemen yesterday, because that's the heart of their team. But you start looking around, and we've got, you know, everybody's like, oh, I like this, I like that. The NFC at the top is fantastic. It's veteran quarterbacks. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Tom Brady. It's Matt Stafford. You've got explosive Kyler Murray. You got really good. The top of the AFC right now, don't count out Kansas City. They're figuring out ways to win, and they're not close to right. And if you start looking around at what Cleveland does well, Bills' O-line, real hit and miss. Baltimore's O-line, you watch them, real hit and miss. Even Kansas City's offensive line, it's rebuilt. Made me appreciate Cleveland last night. Keep your eye on Cleveland. And by the way, it didn't make me think less of Baltimore because I saw them escape against Detroit. I saw them escape against Minnesota. I saw them rolled at home against Cincinnati. Lamar Jackson plays the position differently. Okay, he's a little bit like a knuckleball pitcher. When it's good, it's fascinating. When it's bad, it's awful. He has really bad starts. I mean, Baltimore as a first quarter offense is abysmal. And, you know, when Justin Herbert, who's pretty much a pocket quarterback, when he's bad, it's like, well, we've seen that before. But whenever a running quarterback, Michael Vick or a Lamar Jackson, when they're bad, we're like, that's terrible. No, it's just different. It's just a different style. Lamar remains wildly successful. He wins a lot of his games, and he's really productive. But, you know, if Mac Jones, as a pocket quarterback, has a bad Sunday, we're like, ah, he's young. I've seen pocket quarterbacks have. We just haven't seen people who play the position like Lamar. So when he's bad, he's the knuckleball pitcher that can't get to the second inning. You're like, how is that guy in this? That's not a major league pitcher. It's a floating all. It's different. I don't think less of the Ravens. I think on any day, based on schemes, they could beat anybody. I think they've proven they can come from behind. I think their issue is their offense is inconsistent. Their old line's inconsistent. Their passing's inconsistent. Their performance, they're a bad first quarter offense. Can be great in the fourth, which is good, bad in the first. Blazing Five around the corner on a Friday, hour two coming up live in L.A. It's The Herd. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.